live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a political case. We can take politics out of it as in Democrat and Republican, but the district attorney's office is marching forward with this case because they need somebody to be responsible.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And Father God, please grant wisdom to this jury. Please peel from their eyes lies that they've been told, because the lies have been just cascaded across the country. A couple of great comparison points on this trial. The inept prosecution who was muzzle sweeping the jury with the rifle Kyle Rittenhouse had, ADA Binger, with his finger on the trigger, muzzle sweeping the jury, is something unthinkable that happened. You think that persuaded the jury that Kyle Rittenhouse is dangerous? His partner in crime, ADA Binger's partner, said that Kyle Rittenhouse is too much of a coward to go fist to fist with three guys, three grown men, two of whom were frightfully violent people, used to inflicting violence on others. One of them liked to kidnap women and strangle them, suffocate them. The other annually raped young boys. Both of them well accustomed to violence, not at all unfamiliar with prison yard violence. Kyle Rittenhouse, less so. There's a picture that Matt Walsh has posted, and it's absolutely pristine in making the point. It's a picture from the Los Angeles riots. A guy made the mistake of working that day, driving a truck. He didn't involve himself in the O.J. Simpson trial. He never harmed a black person. He didn't kill Nicole Simpson. He was pulled from his truck and nearly killed, beaten in the head with a brick by unarmed people. I don't know that it's persuasive that unarmed people in mass, enraged, used to prison yard violence, are not a threat. But that's the case that this prosecutor has tried to make. Well, what are these prosecutors? There's that. Here's another observation that I think is very, very important. And I've made it on the show, well, since this happened. The Mockingbird media lied about what happened in Kenosha. They lied when they said Jacob Blake was unarmed. They lied by omission when they refused to mention the fact that Jacob Blake went to that apartment, that home, and accosted his rape victim, that he was armed with a knife, which he produced in front of cops, that he tried to steal a vehicle with children inside, with a child inside it. Everybody I just mentioned, the rape victims, Jacob Blake, and the child, are black. And it was black people who begged for help because their child was going to be kidnapped by an apparent rapist. The Mockingbird media instead, I'm Grim Milestone in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Police shot an unarmed black man as he got into his car to go to Del Taco. Police say it was a justified shooting as Del Taco is known to be substandard tacos. Then the lies continued. The mostly peaceful riot lie, which will go down in recent history as one of the biggest moments of puking propaganda we've ever seen. There is in this a glimmer of what we can pray for in our country. Number one, I believe it's proper to pray for acquittal. I do. The evidence is remarkably clear. Rittenhouse was threatening nobody. That gun did not cross state lines, guys. Therefore, the charge being dropped, it was there in Wisconsin, where his grandparents live in Kenosha. Anna Kasparian. And Glenn Greenwald points this out. Glenn Greenwald is perhaps the most important journalist of our era. Anna Kasparian is with the Young Turks. I think the Young Turks is kind of where Dave Rubin got his start. She acknowledged something incredibly important, and this is what we can pray for our nation. You know what will turn people into conservatives real fast? Understanding the vast amount of lies told by Mockingbird media members.
So look, these details do matter because this stuff is caught on camera. You do see it in the video, someone taking a skateboard and hitting Rittenhouse over the head with it as he's on his back. There's someone captured on video, someone who has not been identified, kicking Rittenhouse in the face. So look, these details matter because if you're going to make an argument that you acted in self-defense, there needs to be some proof that there was an imminent threat, right? And in this case, the imminent threat is the guy using the skateboard and someone kicking Rittenhouse in the face as he's on his back. And initially, I was under the assumption that Rittenhouse was the person who was chasing after Joseph Rosenbaum, that's how it had started. But I was wrong about that. Okay, so I want to correct the record. I was, in fact, wrong about that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anna Kasparian, thank you. What we need to do with that goes to every lie told by the Mockingbirds. You can start with the Rittenhouse trial. There are countless people who still believe to this day that Kyle Rittenhouse went to peaceful protests, took out a rifle, and started shooting people. Show them the videos. Show them Rittenhouse being struck in the head with a skateboard while he's on his back. Show them. You've seen them. I know you've seen them. Your friends haven't. So show them the video of Rittenhouse being attacked, being kicked in the head, being chased, being threatened. Show them the videos of Rittenhouse walking around Kenosha saying, medical, medical, anyone need medical? Because when people realize they've been lied to on this level, they will never again look at a news report the same way. Likewise, compare what happened when we took the reality of critical race theory and perverse pornographic sex ed into the schools, into the school boards. Notice what happened. It is all fun and games because it's all theory, because it's all someone else's kid until it happens to yours. I promise you, I understand this dynamic more than I will ever be allowed to tell you. Until it happens to your kid. And look, I live in reality. I grew up under the mayor of Realville, God rest Rush Limbaugh. I'm a Rush baby. I grew up that way. In the case of the school boards, they get to live in dreamland. City councils get to live in dreamland. They still have cops guarding them. They can still make a back channel call to the police chief saying, hey, I really need you. We can't. So we need to continue to display reality for people. Let me give you a great opportunity to do that. We'll check traffic and we'll come back. I want you to hear from a pro-critical race theory activist. Christopher Rufo pointed this out. Christopher Rufo has done more to expose critical race theory than anybody in this country. You got to hear this activist because it's another way to expose the reality. That next, after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. When you take someone from dreamland to reality, it's an opportunity for massive growth. You know, there is a statement I haven't made enough lately. When you're lenient when you should be firm, you will eventually be cruel when you should be kind. That's the paraphrasing of a Hebraic statement. When you're lenient when you should be firm, you will eventually be cruel when you should be kind. We've been very lenient with the government schools. And part of this is apathy. Part of this is parents saying, look, I like my teacher. My teacher's a good person. My kids have good teachers. And behind the scenes, as we're being lenient and, well, I might not like that they're teaching this, but all points of view are valid. No, they're not. Not all points of view are not valid. That's a misstatement. For instance, the point of view that punching a Nazi is okay is not, that's not a valid view because there are no Nazis. Because you determine someone to be a Nazi because they have a Trump hat, therefore you get to go beat them up. That's not a valid point of view. Silence is violence is not a valid point of view because it's not true. Silence is not violence. Deciding to go to a actual peaceful protest in Olympia, Washington, and then shooting a guy because you don't like his point of view because you're with Antifa, that's not counter-violence because he wasn't being violent. He was walking. Counter-violence is not, in that case, a valid point of view. It is not a valid point of view that saying you're a woman makes you a woman. That's a lie. It's not a valid point of view. In each of those cases, people are living in dreamland. And the party is letting them. There is a reason why transgender ideologists always say no real transgender person would want to go force their bodies upon the opposite sex. That's not a real transgender person. The same reason they say, no, young women who regret having their breasts cut off and their vaginas surgically mutilated, they were never transgender. Real transgender people never regret it. Just as there's a reason why proponents of critical race theory say it's not being taught. It doesn't exist. In the case of transgender ideologists, because they know that when people find out that the word transgender means a grown man, anatomically correct, deciding to wear a dress and then take it off in a YWCA locker room and spread his legs in front of a little girl and her mother, which is how I learned about this stuff 8 years ago. When they say, oh, wait, that? What are you talking about? That's a man. Yes, that's a man. It takes them from the dream world. We need to show people what the party has engendered in terms of racial hatred. Years ago, we started talking about the fact that the party is in, they're seeking a race-based war. This is why I've said the Democrat Party is the Charles Manson Party, the Helter Skelter Party. They're seeking a race war. They want war between transgender ideologists and non-transgender ideologists, and they want wars everywhere. They want separation. They want chaos. They are courting violence. Push, push, push. Burn the cities down. Let BLM do what they want. Let Antifa do what they want. But slam the January 6th people into solitary confinement for 6 months and dare anybody to do anything. It's courting violence. We need to show people things like this. This is from Christopher Rufo on Twitter. Fort Worth, Texas. They are looking to ban critical race theory in the schools. Critical race theory is racism. They don't want racism taught in the schools. Here is this man's response. His name is Malik Austin. This is his response.
I've got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go.
We're not the board. He shouldn't be.
1,000 soldiers.
He's supposed to be.
I don't care.
Yeah, where are the police?
My First Amendment rights. My First Amendment rights are here.
The board is in front of you.
Not me. If you want to talk to me, I'd be happy to talk to you.
But you will not challenge us.
Time.
You're not challenging
us.
Time.
Address the board.
Yeah, I'll bring my soldiers with me next time.
So, I know that's hard to understand. I know that's hard to understand. But what he's saying is, I've got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go. He is the former member of the Brotherhood Black Militia Group that 60 Minutes featured as a good news story. Hoping to avoid another Kenosha, Wisconsin. Black activists are training to use guns. And they're marching through the streets with guns. Now, yes, I am pro-Second Amendment. Yes, I believe they're legally allowed to own those guns. In fact, they are endowed by the Creator with the right to own those guns, to defend their lives given to them by God. And I know, and you know, that if it was white people marching with guns, the same Mockingbird media would say, embittered by demographic changes in the country, they say could lead to a white minority, a white militia group threateningly marched through cities in the South. I'm Grim Milestone. By the way, I read a news article the other day where they said Grim Milestone, and my character came to mind. I can't hear that phrase anymore, Grim Milestone, without being Grim Milestone. Please get this video. Text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. Please use this video to show your friends. And then let's understand this truthfully. If I thought that white cops were going around murdering black kids, I'd be in a militia. I'd go join the black militia. If I really thought that was happening at the scale that Democrats believe, 10,000 black people per year unarmed just murdered, yeah, that's genocide. I'd join up. But that's not happening. This is happening. This is in Seattle, Washington, or out just right up. No, it is in Seattle. A 7-Eleven broken into how many times?
7-Eleven associate Joe Batch was calling police after two people drove a car into the front of his store and stole all of their tobacco products.
You know, beer's heavy to carry, so they went for the lightest, most expensive thing, tobacco.
According to Batch, after looking at surveillance video, he claims two men grabbed a trash bag from the gas pumps of the 7-Eleven to throw all the tobacco in there. He says they were in and out in less than a minute. And in the daylight, hours into his shift, you could still see the glass shattered and the front door bent open.
This was the second time in about a month they did this. Now, he just works there. It's not his store. He doesn't own it. Therefore, his pocketbook's not on the line. But his life is. It's a dangerous job being in convenience stores. And when you live in the separate country of Seattle and this stuff isn't prosecuted, you are going to get what Donnie Lemon says we cannot allow.
What about the people on the right who are making Kyle Rittenhouse out to be a choir boy because he went across state lines, inserted himself into a situation where that he had nothing to do with, was carrying a gun that he wasn't supposed to carry because he was too young. It was illegal for him to carry that gun. And he wanted to do it because he was cool. If a black kid did that, killed two people and injured another person, how would America feel about that?
Well, you tell us, since the people who were Antifa there were from out of town, crossed state lines with weapons, and were actually burning the city down. You tell us, Donnie Lemon. One other thing on this. Dan Bongino, wait till you hear this, had one of the founders of Black Lives Matter Incorporated on his Fox TV show. Wait till you hear Bongino
confront this guy. We'll get to that after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. Okay, so this is left over from last segment. Sloppy, sloppy radio. Bad job, Herman. I just couldn't fit it in. I just got I got too animated talking about that. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. So we were talking last segment about these great hopeful red pill moments. This woman in who's with the Young Turks, Anna Kasparian, admitting she was conned by the Mockingbird media into thinking Kyle Rittenhouse was what the Mockingbird media said he was, which was a white supremacist active shooter going to a peaceful protest with a rifle in order to kill black and brown people. That's what the nation was led to believe by the Mockingbirds with their peaceful riots, etc. We talked about that. We talked about why the party will not allow the veil to be lifted. For instance, the spa in Los Angeles, you had a bunch of people go, wait a minute. I thought that was a transgender woman. That's a naked man with a fully intact penis and testicles in a spa with girls and women. Yes, that's what trans woman means. That's what it means. It actually means nothing, but that's how it's applied. That means a naked dude sitting next to you with his legs spread in your spa. That's what it means. You had people go, no, that's not right. No, I thought that meant people who'd had surgery and hormones and at least looked like they're a lady. No, that's not what it means. There's a reason that they don't want you to know these things. They don't want your neighbors to know. They want this installed. And it's working because it's installed. And now people won't even, a trans woman, they're women. Likewise, it's critical race theory. It's not even taught. Come on, it's not even, and there's no racial violence being courted. So we played this video of this guy threatening people at a school board meeting. I'm bringing my soldiers back because you won't teach racism in the schools. And God forgive us. Man, it's a good time to beg for mercy. It is. We'll get to this. Bongino. So Dan, and so when I say Dan, it's not like we hang out. I've never met him. But I admire this. I admired his stance against Cumulus and the injection diktats. I admire that very much. This is Dan Bongino talking to one of the founders, Hawk Newsom, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter Incorporated. Now, remember one of the other founders, Patrice Cullors, I think she's retired from murdering cops. I shouldn't say she murdered him. She hired it done. She didn't directly pay to get it done. She just encouraged you to get it done. And she was really good at it. She got, how many cops murdered in Dallas did they get? Was it like 9 or 10 cops that were murdered there? Because you had the retired cop and then the shootings. Then you had the Los Angeles cops just about killed. You had the cops in Seattle attacked. They almost burned them alive. Cop hit in the back of the head with a baseball bat. The 93% increase in cops murdered on the jobs. Patrice Cullors is retired. It seems, we know she has a $2 million home in Topanga Canyon. Retired. Oh, she built a wall, by the way, around the house, because you don't want walls work. It's not racism in her case. This is Hawk Newsom talking with Dan Bongino. I think Hawk will think again before he goes to talk to Bongino.
Do you condemn rioting and burning down buildings?
Over whose head?
You're not answering the question. Do you condemn riots and burning down buildings after a police use of force incident you don't like?
No, what I'll say is I understand when a police officer unjustifiably kills someone, why people lash out. I understand that completely.
I didn't ask,
I'm not going to condemn,
you can't answer the
nor
question.
Am I going to condone it. Now, see, here's the thing.
Wasn't Osama bin Laden and those terrorists attacked the United States of America.
Can you let me
listen,
talk?
Man.
You have a show, you
no,
talk
no,
as much as you want.
You seem to talk a lot of junk, and then when I put you on the spot, you won't answer a damn question. Do you condone violence?
I'm answering the question. I'm answering the question.
You're all over the place. Condemn violence
question.
And burning of buildings down. How hard is this?
You can't because he's a politician. First of all, Hawk Newsom is a politician in a different brand. But again, notice this. He can't lift the veil. He knows exactly why he can't condemn it or condone it. If he condones it, then they can say, oh, look, he's causing it, which he is. If he condemns it, then he loses his cred. It's the sweet dream. It's the illusion. Hawk Newsom, social justice advocate. Likewise, this. The guy named Tony Fauci is bit by bit by bit being forced to lift the veil from the illusion.
The next day, the president's saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety.
The individual right to make a decision that supersedes the safety. This same person, and with all due respect to my pastor, whom I love, Jim, I do think I can observe sociopathic, psychopathic tendencies in this man. Follow me, please. I don't have a psychology degree. I'm not a psychologist. I think I can observe this. Let me explain. Fauci is now admitting that there's no lasting benefits, if any, from these injections. He's now admitting, well, we're beginning to see more cases, more breakthrough cases of COVID. Here's why this is sociopathic. It was guaranteed to happen. Ask yourself this question. How did I, a rodeo clown with a radio show, how did I know this would happen? Magic gifting, visioning. I just picked up the Moderna paperwork and the Pfizer paperwork, and I read it and said, oh, it says here, this doesn't stop transmission or infection. Here's the bigger question. Why aren't news reporters doing this? Now, think about this. Guys, I'm sitting in my home studio, which I'm turning into a podcast studio. It's a big mess in here right now. In Idaho, in the hills, where I've been for 2 years. And I knew this. And you know I knew this because you heard me say it. I'm a team of one. Well, Brady produces the show, Alex for all those years, but tops, two people. How did we know? Because we read the words of the people who produce these drugs. Now we know this. There is a new study on the chosen drug by Tony Fauci. Not AZT. He used that on victims of HIV/AIDS. We talked about that yesterday. There's good reason to believe that that very toxic drug killed 300,000 AIDS patients. Tony Fauci suppressed any other treatments. Tony Fauci lied. Well, we're concerned about children getting AIDS through casual contact in the home. This is something he said these things. Really, anybody can get AIDS. Anybody can get HIV/AIDS. No, that's not true. You need to do specific things to get it. He suppressed any treatment but this incredibly toxic AZT, so toxic the inventor would not patent it. Now, remdesivir, in a preprint study published in Medrex, okay? So this is preprint. It's going to go through revisions. Here's what they found. A woman in her 70s who'd been treated with remdesivir did not clear her infection. Okay, why do I care? Because not clearing the COVID infection mutated the virus. They aren't guessing that it mutated the virus. They took a culture. They did a genetic study on the virus. It mutated to the point that remdesivir will never again be even useful, even as it's a dangerous drug. This doesn't happen with ivermectin. Pfizer is imitating ivermectin in their new pill. And the Mockingbirds are saying, Pfizer's reached an agreement to allow other companies to produce their new COVID-19 pill, meaning it will get more quickly to the market as a life-saving measure. No, meaning it's reformulated ivermectin, which Fauci has killed hundreds of thousands of people by blocking. The veil is being lifted. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Appreciate you listening to the Todd Herman Show. A whole bunch of response I got in emails. Last time I had Jim Putnam on, my pastor, Real Life Ministries, author of a book called Revolutionary Disciple. We'll have that again. More response. You'll get the text messages. We'll get that next hour. We're continuing to track what's going on in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. So if there's a verdict, anything we hear, we are all over that. I know deliberations have started. So they have they put the jury now in the room deliberating. I know if it doesn't happen during this show, I know that Jason Rantz will be all over this 3 to 6 p.m. Here on KTTH with analysis of that. So count on that. We'll get into a feature that we call Just a Few More Things, but it's just empty when I say it. It's just, frankly, it's sad. It's embarrassing. Just a few more things. It didn't work. We thought of all sorts of ways to have this done. Like, now in a world where chaos reigns, just a few more. But then we just said, let's just have... This guy's name is Stone.
Just a few more things.
Wouldn't your name be Stone if you had that voice? He wasn't born Stone. He became Stone when he grew up and his voice became deep. Just a few more things is a quick... I knew a guy once named... Gosh, what was his name? He worked at Microsoft. I said, why are you not a news anchor? Gosh, I don't remember his name. It was like Steel Silver or something. And I gotta go look this up. Sorry, I've been distracted. Just a few more things is a quick arrangement of news-like items. Stone Silver. That sounds like a porn name. I got to figure this out. Quick arrangement of news-like items laid out in the logical and sequentially ordered list, thereby adding some order back into a world being made purposely chaotic by the
thing public. One.
This is the chief of staff to whoever runs Joe Biden, Ron Klain. He's the same guy who said, so people can't afford food. Let them eat carpet.
Well, look, I do think, as I said, Jake, I think things are a lot better in this country than they were a year ago with regard to COVID, with regard to the economy. But we have a lot of work left to do. And I think voters are in a show me, don't tell me mode. I don't think they really care as much about what I'm saying on TV or what you're saying on TV.
Yeah, show me how things are better, having injected people with mRNA that's poisoned to a bunch of them, that's making the virus more virulent, spreading Delta and new mutations. Meanwhile, people's jobs have been stolen from them and their pensions. What's better? Exactly. Could you maybe share?
Thing two.
Something that's better? Oh, okay. Well, look, we've got a White House economic advisor. This is better.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it's often misinterpreted as a bad sign when, from workers' perspective, it's actually a good sign.
Oh, what was he talking about? 4.4 million people leaving their jobs. It's, things are better. Don't you know they're better? Got it. Is that really the best they can do? Like, this is how they're defending that Ron Klain says, no, things are better. Got it. They should probably turn to someone from the Mockingbird media, because maybe they can step in and rescue
Thing three.
Like here in Thing 3 from NBC.
And the dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high over the pandemic. We didn't really have anywhere to go out and spend. And as we said a moment ago, we're expecting retail sales this holiday season to break records.
We didn't have anywhere to go because all the stores, the flu blocked stores. Remember when the flu blinded people and they couldn't find their way to the stores? That's NBC's Stephanie Ruhle. Inflation? Oh, come on. What are you carping about? So a pound of hamburger costs you $17.53. You can afford it. Things are better all around. Got to admit, they're getting better all the time. Next up in just a few minutes.
Thing four.
Well, Janet Yellen, she knows kind of what might solve this. She's got it figured out. She's the Treasury Secretary lady who has a climate czar.
You know, there are a lot of issues involved in immigration, but that I believe that is one reason that we do face supply shortages of certain kinds of workers.
What? We face supply shortages of certain kinds of workers. So we're firing doctors and nurses and not letting truck drivers drive over 8 hours a day. Yeah, it's getting better. Things are good. Last up in just a few
minutes. Thing five.
At least Adam Schiff. Well, he's looking at the bright side of things.
So the top line there of Russian help and Trump willingness to accept it, make use of it, proved all too accurate.
I won't. It wasn't true. Last hour. Next. Well, that makes sense. This is the second hour.